Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
So I was talking to a prospect the other day, and he was pretty interested in joining my coaching program, the 90-Day Pipeline. And, you know, we're talking about the investment and what the next steps are. And, you know, this guy was, unfortunately, I could tell, just very, very afraid. He was paralyzed by fear. And he said, well, I need to think it over, and I need to look at my options. And I said, okay, that's perfectly fair. What are your other options? And the truth is, there weren't many other good ones. It was, you know, either join my program or go in, like, you know, join some networking group or something, right? Like, not exactly an alternative. Not that he shouldn't do that, but, you know, that's not really an alternative to what I was going to help him with. But, you know, he was making excuses, and that's fine. You know, I know people sometimes need time to think these things over. That's perfectly natural. But I can tell when somebody's afraid. I'm at a point now where I've had enough of these conversations. I can tell when somebody's just really afraid to take action, really afraid to move forward. And it's really unfortunate. I really feel for those people, because they're going to have a hard time. They're going to have a really hard time. Because I think this is the one thing that distinguishes entrepreneurs from everybody else. It's the ability to overcome fear and do it anyways. It's the ability to stare past the fear that's standing in your way and keep moving forward and do the thing that you're afraid of, but you know you need to do deep down inside. That's what makes entrepreneurs who they are. It's not talent. It's not smarts. It's not even hard work. It's none of those things. I mean, other people are smart. Other people are talented. Other people work hard. And I'm not saying that non-entrepreneurs are all afraid. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is, the one thing that I think separates entrepreneurs and that we all share in common, if we are entrepreneurs and we're good at what we do, is this ability to stare down fear and do it anyways. And it's not that we're not afraid. We're all afraid. Everybody's afraid. I'm afraid. You're afraid. We're all afraid of different things at different times. But what separates the wheat from the chaff is that some of us are able to stare down fear and keep pushing, and some of us get paralyzed. I fear this guy that I was talking to is somebody that's been paralyzed by fear, and I hope I'm wrong, but I think I've got a pretty good read of it at this point. And, you know, if that's you, look, again, that's all of us. We're all at some level paralyzed by fear. Some of us are better than others at managing that, but it's a muscle. It's not like a switch, and you're not just born with it. I mean, over time, you get better and better and better at overcoming your fear. And the more you do it, the better you get. And that's what I wanted to share with you today, is I want you to think about how you can get better at overcoming fear. I mean, the truth is, the idea of spending, you know, thousands of dollars working with a coach for this person I was talking to was too tall of a task. He wasn't ready for that conversation. He wasn't ready for that decision. He needs to take smaller steps to get better at overcoming fear and developing more self-confidence, because that's really what it comes down to, I think. This idea of overcoming fear, it comes down to self-confidence, because the fear is, well, if I do this, I might not succeed. So if you have more confidence in yourself, then you'll be able to overcome that fear. So, you know, that was too tall of a task for him. And you need to gauge where you're at in terms of your ability to overcome fear. But the thing to think about is, wherever you are, is what can you start doing to get more comfortable with fear? To look fear in the face and say to it, I'm doing it anyways, so you might as well come along for the ride, right? And, you know, that really comes down to doing uncomfortable things. So if, you know, right now, if you're, you know, if you know you should be recording videos on LinkedIn, but you haven't been doing it because you're afraid of the way you're going to look on camera, that you're afraid of looking stupid, you're afraid of sounding stupid, you're afraid no one's going to like, no one's going to comment, you're afraid no one's going to watch, you're afraid all that time will be wasted, do it anyways. And, you know, maybe you don't even publish at first. Maybe that's a small step that you can take to overcome your fear, is you record a video and you watch it and you show it to your spouse, you show it to a friend, and you get some feedback, and then you do another one, and another one, and another one, and you get to a point where you're comfortable putting that out there. And that's how you overcome that fear. So I want you to think about, well, what is something you're afraid of doing right now that you know you should be doing? You know it's good for you. You know it'll help. You know it's a worthwhile exercise, but you're afraid. I want you to think about what are some small steps that you can take, you know, today, tomorrow, immediately, to develop the confidence to overcome that fear and to take that step.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.